This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. We're looking back at 2020, and to start the new year, trade with the European Union was a top priority for the dry bean industry. U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder reflects.
We have been pushing for the removal of those tariffs and for an agreement between the U.S. and the EU.
By March, farmers were already planning for the 2020 crop. Leeds, North Dakota farmer Eric Jorgensen said the outlook remained positive.
Dry beans could be a potential crop that we'd actually have a positive return on investment.
By early June, over half of the dry edible bean crop was emerging in Minnesota. That according to Professional Agronomy Services agronomist Brad Guck.
We actually were able to get in the field several days earlier than normal and get the crop planted very quickly. We had very few weather delays.
Tune in next week for the second half of This Year in Review on the Dry Bean Scene.